2 hours later, those who had been sitting at the Jedi table moved out in a knot from the Senate building into the sunlight shining on the plaza outside. Immediately, Luke felt heat from the sun soaking into his dark Grandmaster garments. Han stretched, resulting in a series of popping noises from his arms and shoulders.
"I think I died a couple of times during the speeches."
His voice was a grumble.
"Leia kept poking me and starting my heart again. Some sort of dark side force technique, I bet."
Leia smirked and gave his ribs a two-finger jab.
"Like that?"
Han shrank away.
"Ow! And yes. And I think maybe you should have let me stay dead, because I just know there are more speeches to come, and I have to be at some of them."
Leia gave him a look that was both disapproving and amused.
"It wasn't that bad. Neither the pokes nor the speeches."
Luke grinned and brought out his comlink. It, like all comlinks taken into the ceremonial hall, had been switched off as a courtesy to the event. Now he switched it on. Immediately, it beeped multiple times, indicating that he had several messages to listen to, several calls to return. Janus was doing the same thing. She grimaced.
"Busy day to come."
Luke felt it first, a ripple in the Force. Not exactly of menace, but of disquiet. He looked around the plaza, seeing the ostentatiously dressed members of the crowd continuing to stream out from the Senate building. Speeder traffic confined itself to its proper travel lane some distance away. No, that wasn't quite true. Four Night Blue personnel transport speeders, traveling in a tight chain and at a moderate speed just above pedestrian head height, were moving toward this building entrance. This was not an unusual sight in the government districts of Coruscant. Troops were often moved in to offer security at an event. But such movements usually took place before the event began, not after it ended. The other masters present felt the disquiet and became more alert, but made no outward sign. Then Jaina noticed. She put her hand on her lightsaber. "Ben." Luke kept his voice low. "Drop back. Blend with the crowd. Call Nawara Venn." Ben glanced around and spotted the transports. His jaw tightened. He looked as though he wanted to argue, but he simply stopped in place, disappearing from among the other Jedi as they continued to move forward. He drew out his comlink and thumbed it on. The four personnel carriers broke formation, one crossing past the group of Jedi and swinging in at their left side, one drawing up short and landing to their right. The third slid into place between them and the Senate building, while the fourth settled immediately ahead of them. The maneuver, smooth and seemingly well-practiced, left the Jedi and Han within a large, open-cornered box of vehicles. The unhurried and matter-of-fact approach did not alarm the citizens on the plaza, but many were obviously curious about what was going on and began to work their way toward the vehicles. The sides of the transports facing the Jedi opened. They were large swing-out doors, and from each vehicle issued two full squadrons of men and women in the blue uniforms and helmets of Galactic Alliance Security. They wore black riot armor on chests, forearms, and lower legs, and carried blaster rifles. There were also civilians aboard each transport, if bounty hunters, as Luke suspected these beings were, counted as civilians. One was a male Quarren in blue-green robes, swinging up onto his shoulder a cylindrical weapon that looked like it carried missiles sufficient to bring down medium-sized buildings. His rubbery skin and facial tentacles were rigid with concentration. Another was a petite woman with long black hair, wearing dark robes deliberately fashioned after those of a Jedi. She carried an unlit lightsaber in her hand. Luke had never seen her before. A third, unusual to see in this day and age, was a Skakoan, his body encased in a round-cornered, brass-colored robotic suit. There were more bounty hunters, two or three in each transport. Luke noted their positions, but did not react. From the security agents who spread out into a line encircling the Jedi, Luke felt mixed emotions. A few were expectant, spoiling for a fight. Many were worried, even fearful, and determined not to show it in front of their comrades. A few were very, very frustrated. Luke glanced among his comrades. "Stay calm. We've known for some time that this was coming." Which was true. A few weeks earlier,
Rumors had fallen into the ears of Luke's political allies that the Alliance government was making a legal case against him, a charge of dereliction of duty resulting from his actions during the war with the Confederation. Leading a Stealth X unit as part of the Alliance military at a crucial battle, Luke had withdrawn his Jedi from the field and then entirely from the Alliance chain of command, later leading them in assaults against Jason Solo. Such an action would constitute treason in other circumstances, but no one in the Alliance would make a capital charge stick against someone who had risked all to oppose Colonel Solo. Still, someone in the Alliance government was clearly offended by the desertion and intended to extract some legal satisfaction from Luke.